Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, there are the issues that we all talk about. And you who have the final say. This is your show. It's Kim and Lavoie. Judgment Day.
If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and Lavoie, 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to KimandLavoie.com. Kim and Lavoie, they're your best defense.
Now, the Wendy's Big Show.
People are losing their minds on social media over all of this right now. College football, the Big Ten and the Pac-12, all done as of right now. But again, to me, when we look at what all is going on here, and it's hard to really be angry at the fact that they're not playing, that they're looking out for safety. But at the other hand, you're allowing all these students on a campus still to do what they do and go out to the bars and do whatever the case may be. Go party in kids' rooms and so forth. That doesn't make much sense. And you say, the Big Ten, that it's for fall sports. They haven't made a decision on winter and spring sports yet. John Rothstein just tweeted out a little while ago, and he's a college basketball insider for CBS Sports. The Pac-12 has postponed all sports competitions through the end of the 2020 calendar. Well, that's different than the Big Ten. Big Ten said that they're only doing the fall, meaning winter is still in play, which would mean basketball is still in play. What Rothstein is saying from CBS is it's through the end of the calendar year, meaning basketball is screwed. UCLA, USC, Oregon, all those college basketball programs aren't going to have any games to play November and December, and that creates even a bigger mess at this point. Now, again, Gary, here I go assuming again. Am I wrong to assume that there had to be some type of conversation between the Big Ten and the Pac-12 before they made their announcements today as far as when they both wanted to start sports activities again, or at least what the thought process was?
Well, I don't know, but I wouldn't put it by the presidents talking to teams or other presidents from other different conferences. I wouldn't put it past them to run it by them. But if you're looking at what we're talking about, is it the Pac-12?
Pac-12, yeah.
But it felt like that was a decision that was different than the other two decisions. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Because right now, I mean, if you're a head coach at UCLA or USC, college basketball coach,
right?
Now you're looking at this and going, whoa, hold on. How did we get dragged into the football conversation? We weren't involved in the football conversation.
So it feels like they had no conversation with any other conference. I don't know. I don't know how all this stuff is speculation. We don't know how it works. COVID right now is speculation. Some people believe that COVID-19 is not even real, Steve. I don't even know. I mean, so some people believe that.
We just had a guy call in and said he had.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, but there are some people out there. And I can't give you names who said that
right,
they don't believe that it's real. But I think I read somewhere where some people think that it's not real. Some people say it's just like the H1N1. And some people say the H1N1 has killed more people than COVID-19. And then, you know, this, that, and the other. I mean, so there's just so much information.
A lot of opinions.
I don't know misinformation or information. There's just so much information out there, and you just kind of got to go with it. For me, because we never, and maybe that's our job, but I don't want it to be my job that way, and that maybe we just try to blame everybody for something. I don't know. Here's what I do know is something that I've never experienced before in my lifetime of what we're living in. It's truly amazing. So therefore, there are going to be some mistakes made along the way. Nobody's going to be perfect because there's no template. You're just kind of just going off. I mean, I don't know. And I keep talking about Chris McIntosh. I go again. I remember when we interviewed him, he had no idea. It was all these if come maybe scenarios. And that's what all these people were dealing with. Everybody is trying to make a plan about should we have sports, should we not have sports, all if come maybes. But what we do know is that all these coaches that are coaches, they're still having practices, right? Muskego right now, they're still having practices. All these high schools around here, they're still having practices, still looking forward to try to play if they can. And we know that. And so, and that's what coaches do. They bury their head in the sand and they just go. And then they leave it up to the other people, the powers that be above them, will tell them what to do. But they have to proceed accordingly. So that's why sometimes it'll look disjointed. That's why sometimes it'll look messed up. Because the coaches, they think that we're going to play, we're doing it, we overcome a lot, and that's what we're going to continue to do.
The question on the table now is this. With the Big Ten being canceled, should high school football be done as well in these communities where there is no longer college football? So Big Ten, Pac-12, should high school football follow the lead of the Division I college football programs? Because Division II and Division III, as far as I know, they'd already
been done.
Didn't matter. They'd been done for a while.
Yep.
High school said, well, that's nice, but we're still going to play. Okay, fine. So here we sit with college Division I program, Wisconsin, done in your state. They say it's not healthy to have these Division I players go out based on all of their medical experts that they have. Different than probably what each high school has to rely on would be my guess. So from that perspective now, Gary, does the WIAA has to take into account what happened with Madison and now make a bold move, I guess, because it's not going to be a popular one. A bold move and say we're not doing fall sports for high school either.
I wish we can get our big time Mike McGiver on to answer this question for us. But here's the way I see it. I think they're almost forced to shut it down. I think if you look at because Steve, I think if when they first weren't we in the middle of basketball. I think what were we in the middle of, and they wanted to play the state championship game up in Madison. And then Barry Alvarez shut him down, said, no, you're not playing it here.
Correct.
What wasn't that? I think, was that girl? I can't remember. I think that was, I know it was basketball season, I think. And he said, no. And then eventually that shut everything down. It feels like that's what's probably going to fall suit here. Here's my only thing with high school football. Because you're not traveling like you are, let's say, in college football, like, you know, they were going to go to Rutgers in Maryland or whatever. I mean, they had all these games away. They got to get on the plane. It feels like to me that you probably can do it easier or better in high school than you can if you're in college, like in your community. Like, how many outbreaks do you have in your community? Yes, like one life lost is one life too many. But I think you can do it on individual basis. The problem with that, since you can do it on individual basis, who are you going to be able to play? Because not every community is the same, but not every county is the same. So you'll just be playing for the sake of playing because, for example, could the city schools play? Because, I mean, they have a lot of cases in the city.
Sure do.
Milwaukee.
Yep.
So could they play? I would probably say not. Versus, let's say, Waukesha County, or you get into these little suburbs like we are, let's say, like New Berlin, Hell's Corners, Muskego. What, in New Berlin, you got what? New Berlin, Eisenhower. What, you got West. You got Hell's Corners. Where is that? Whitnall.
Yep. That's like the Woodlands Conference.
What's that, Steve?
A Woodlands Conference, I believe it's
called,
right?
So you get into like these little small communities. So to me, I think you can do it easier that way. But I think if you want to say what is the right thing to do, for me, the right thing to do would probably follow to what your university is doing that's at UW-Madison.
Just give you an update on this Big 12 situation here quickly, and we'll get back into whether or not high school football should play. Sources telling SI, Sports Illustrated, the linchpin in today's events is very much, quote, split on a decision, that being the Big 12. A small group wants to cancel completely. A small group also wants to play. The larger group wants to delay the start of the season, I'm assuming to play in spring.
Mm-hmm.
Athletic directors meet today, and then athletic directors and presidents meet jointly at around 5 o'clock Central Time today.
That's what I'm saying. See, they're meeting separately, Steve.
Well, the AD's better figure out how they're going to try and convince the presidents otherwise.
And that's what they're doing. That's what happened in the Big Ten. They met separately. And then here's the plan. They come up with a plan, then they present to the presidents, and then the presidents figure out whether they want to do it or not.
Yeah, and that apparently is exactly what's going on. All right, so let's get your calls in here, your tweets in. With the Big Ten being canceled for their fall sports, should high school football be done as well here in the state of Wisconsin? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan, on a Kim and LaVoy Judgment Day. Yes, Gary?
Do we have a Twitter poll going up on that yet?
A poll? Yeah, I'm not sure that... Dan Plucker did. Yes, he gave me a thumbs up. Plucker said he did put that up as a poll question. And let's see. As of last check, 60% say yes, they should cancel the high school football
what?
Season. As of right now. But it's early. He just put it up when we started the topic. So
really?
There's okay, only sure. a few votes. So
okay. All right, well, let's get in where you fit in. I'd like to see the end of that, see what that looks like.
Right. It's very early. Statement coming out here from Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott. Quote, unlike professional sports, college sports cannot operate in a bubble. Our athletic programs are part of a broader campus and communities where, in many cases, the prevalence of COVID-19 is significant. So he's pretty much saying, the Pac-12 commissioner, if we can't do this in a bubble, then it's not going to work. We're out. The NFL, on the other hand, is saying, we're not working in a bubble, and we're going to make this work. Meanwhile, you have talk and conversation that... Major League Baseball is considering having a three-city bubble for the playoffs, which is something I brought up a couple of weeks ago on this show about doing, I said one city, just in New York. You have two fields, play three games a day, the AL and NL on each field, and away you go. They're saying the consideration right now is one in Los Angeles, possibly, one in New York, and one in Chicago. There's no way I would put a bubble in Chicago with everything going on down there right now. But those are the three cities they're saying. So you would have teams, playoff teams, broken up into those three cities playing in those bubble situations. And that way you're eliminating travel, keeping sections of teams together as the playoffs go forward. So they're talking about bubbles as well. And the only one that's not is the NFL. And then there's the MLS, Soccer Gary, who's been in their bubble down in Orlando. And they're talking about going back to playing in their communities now. So they're talking about breaking their bubble up to go back and play in the community, which really makes no sense to me. Okay, the question is this. With the Big Ten being canceled, should high school football be done as well? We'll take your calls coming up next, 414-799-1250. But first, Gary Ellerson is going to tell us all about the Jewelry Center and really what it's all about at the end of the day, and that is making your significant other happy, putting a smile on their face, and jewelry is always a good way to start.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, within this pandemic time, everybody's being sad. And, you know, my good friend at the Jewelry Center, Dean Murray, he's the owner. I mean, he can put a smile on your significant other's face. Guys, whether it just be like a little small little trinket. I mean, that Pandora bracelet, charm bracelet they have is just absolutely just dynamite. Meaning that you buy the charm and then you add to the charm bracelet as you go. I mean, like you have Christmas, you have Valentine's Day, you have maybe you have Sweetheart's Day, and sometimes they think they have these things that they had a made up day, whatever. Or you can surprise her, honey. Look what I got for you, and you can add a charm at just the wink of an eye. And to me, it's like dummy proof for guys. I mean, you buy the charm bracelet, and then you add to it, and the bracelet also could tell a story. Like, you know, if you go up north, or if you go to California, if you go to Vegas, if you go, and that bracelet can also tell a story that way. Or if you have kids, and then maybe you buy the initials to all your kids on that charm bracelet. And that's not all they got, guys. I know right now a lot of guys are getting on one knee to try to get their proposal done. You're not going to find a better diamond ring than at the Jewelry Center. Go check my good friend out today. His name is Dean Murray. There's three locations, 76 and Layton Plaza, in Brookfield, off Blue Mile Road and Tri-City National Bank Building, and a third location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh on a Kim and Lavoie Judgment Day, live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, GeneWagnerPlumbing.com, home for all of your plumbing needs. Got some breaking news on The Fan, brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oil is made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. The Milwaukee Brewers have reinstated Ryan Braun from the 10-day injured list, so he'll be ready to go tonight. And infielder, outfielder Mark Mathias, he has been optioned to the alternate training camp site in Appleton. So Ryan Braun should be, hopefully, back in the lineup for this evening's game for the Brew Crew, which is always a good thing for the Brewers, because God knows they need some offense right now. They are desperately missing it. Something else that's not necessarily breaking news from a couple hours ago before we came on the air, the injury report as of 1 o'clock this afternoon for tonight's Bucks-Wizards game. Eric Bledsoe out, right knee soreness. Chris Middleton out, load management. There you go, Gary. Wesley Matthews out, right adductor soreness. He left that game last night a couple minutes in with that right leg injury. Dante DiVincenzo out, right elbow contusion. Giannis questionable with oral surgery. He did not play yesterday. He was listed as out, questionable today. If you're not playing Middleton and Bledsoe, there is no reason God's green earth Giannis should suit up and play in a game against the Wizards tonight. None.
Exactly.
None whatsoever. So there's your update from the Brewers and the Bucks. And if you're just tuning in and you haven't heard the news yet, the Big Ten and Pac-12 both have canceled their fall sports season. Both have said they hope to essentially have their fall sports season in the spring, but won't know more on that until we get closer to the spring to see how the pandemic is and so forth. That's where we sit currently. Also waiting on word now from the Big 12. Now, according to reports from SI, ADs are supposed to meet here this afternoon. Then the ADs and presidents of the Big 12 schools are supposed to meet around 5 o'clock Central Time to discuss their plan. Meanwhile, you know, hanging on every word of what's going on right now is the SEC and the ACC waiting to see what happens with the Big 12. Because the thought process goes that if the Big 12 decides to delay and not start on time and wait to the spring, like the Big Ten and Pac-12, that will essentially the SEC and ACC no option but to do the same thing, in which case then we will not have college football or college sports in general in the fall. So the Big 12 right now is the one that's going to make the decision of whether or not this is going to happen. If they decide to play, the idea is the other two will play with them. If they decide not to play and delay it, then the other two will follow their lead and do the same. And so, wow, that's some pressure on the Big 12. Trav and Brown Deer, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. Asking you, with the Big Ten being canceled, should high school football be done as well? 414-799-1250. What's up, Trav?
Yeah, you bet. I'm going to follow Gary. I think, a couple weeks ago we talked about this, about disinfecting, you know, the high school locker room. They don't got, you know, states and villages or cities don't got a lot, you know. So if you can't do it for the Big Ten, I mean, how are you going to keep them safe? So, yeah, I think it'll follow suit.
All right. Thanks for the call. Joining us now, Leaping into the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, he is Leroy Butler. Leroy, thanks for coming in. I guess first things first, we'll get your thoughts on the Big Ten and Pac-12 deciding to cancel their football seasons and fall sports and move to the spring, or at least that's their hope that they can play in the spring. Pac-12 took it a step farther, and they've canceled all sports activities through the end of 2020, therefore eliminating non-conference basketball games, it sounds like, for their college basketball team to start the season.
Well, first of all, I'm not surprised, and it's kind of refreshing to hear that money didn't win out, that health won out. I mean, especially something we've talked about on this show, the people who can afford to have great health care, the people who don't have to just go to emergency rooms and hope and pray. So that's actually refreshing. I mean, the sports to me is much ado about nothing, but it is something to say about, you know, money then went out in this, you know, in this case, and I'm not disappointed at all. And I'm going to give people some space to understand that these are kids. I mean, these are kids. I mean, NCAA, you know, you got to have somebody talk for these kids, and more often, parents don't get a say. But they could have had it, but, you know, what if some of these parents say, I'm not sending my kid to school? You know, and I advocated for something that teachers and professors should get hazard pay. They already don't pay teachers enough. Now you want them to teach in a pandemic. So if you're online learning, fine. But if you have to be in school on these universities, you should get extra money for that. And I think a lot of it, too, it broke down because some of the money that they were going to get for some of their health stuff they wanted to do was going to come from this next relief package, and that's on hold. Now, that's at a stalemate. Congress don't never do nothing they're supposed to do. So with that being said, I'm not surprised. I know the Pac-12 said they're also going to join the Big Ten in postponing football. I'm open to any idea, but for me, it's just me speaking for myself, not for Intercom. I think it feels good to know that money doesn't always win, because that's what it really comes down to. You know, if you got enough money, you can power through anything. If you're poor, you can't. But here's an opportunity for these kids to maybe get together and say, you know, at some point we've been wanting to get paid anyway, and now we can't play. I can't get my Pell Grant. That's going to really hurt kids, and that's going to also hurt kids who relied upon coming to college to get three square meals. All of that's going down the tubes, and they won't have the resources to continue that. So when we move to high school, I want to hear your and Gary's take on that, because y'all more up on high school than me.
Okay, before we do that, we got some more breaking news on the fan, brought to you by Pennzoil Motor Oils, made from natural gas. Proof is in the Pennzoil. Dan Plucker.
All right, this is from Nicole Auerbach of The Athletic. She says a high-ranking Big Ten source has told The Athletic that the conference is aware of at least 10 players who have myocarditis, the rare heart condition that has been recently found to go along with COVID-19.
Got 10 players in your conference, according to that report, that have this, Gary. That, to me, has to be a big enough red flag for everybody to say this is not worth it.
Right. And that's what I was saying to you earlier, Steve, that there was reports, whether you believe them or not, and I don't know who said it or who didn't say it, that this disease causes some sort of irreparable damage to your vital organs. So
right.
If that's the case, then, you know, you're going to put more pressure on your organs when you're playing a particular sport.
You know, go ahead.
Are you at a restaurant?
It kind of sounds like a restaurant.
That's Jen. I think she's pickling or something like that and dropping dishes and stuff all over the place.
Oh, she don't know you're on the show.
She just has no idea that this stuff can be picked up. So I'm not at a restaurant.
Restaurant?
I don't know. She's pickling. So, yeah.
Okay, don't be blaming her.
Well, you asked me what's going on. I'm not blaming her. You asked me if you just would let it go.
No.
Nobody would even know. Steve's been real good about it for the last 2 hours. Hadn't said a word. You come on here for 10 minutes, and then you got to say something.
Yeah, you could have just took the blame and said, that's me. You ain't had to
Why did I take the blame? I'm just sitting here.
That's what men do. Take the blame. It's on me. It ain't on her.
That's what the presidents of the Big Ten are doing right now, Steve. Leroy, they taking the blame.
That's true. Barry Alvarez, speaking of, is going to address.
I love this guy, man. I love him.
Barry Alvarez is going to address the media at 4 o'clock on a Zoom call. At 4 o'clock, Barry Alvarez will talk. So we'll get more of that coming up at 4 o'clock. All right, let's take a quick timeout, come back, catch up with Leroy Butler. Seriously, though, I want to hear Leroy's thoughts on high school football. I know you wanted to pass it off to me.
Yeah, I passed it off to you and Gary.
But I want to hear what
you're said.
I want to hear what your thoughts are on high school football. We'll do that next on The Fan.
All right.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh on a Kim and Lavoy Judgment Day. Kim and Lavoy, they are your best defense. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badger running back, the guy that's going to be debuting in Madden 21, Leroy Butler, the former Packer great, Packer Hall of Famer, destined for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, also on the show. Asking you right now, with the Big Ten being canceled, should high school football be done as well? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan. Speaking of tweeting on Twitter, Dan Plucker, executive producer, put out a poll question today. Now that major college programs like Wisconsin have canceled their season, should high school football in our state do the same? Right now, 56.4% say yes, they should cancel high school football. Gary Ellerson.
I'm shocked.
56.4% say cancel it.
I really am shocked.
Now, again, that's representation of the fan people that listen to our program and follow us on Twitter. But yeah, 56% say yes, cancel the season as of right now. Now, this poll will stay up for 24
hours.
This poll will stay up for 24 hours. So, you know, you can check it throughout the night, check it tomorrow before the show and see where this ends up. Stays up for a full 24. So we'll see what happens. Leroy, what do you think? With the Big Ten being canceled, should high school football be done as well in the state of Wisconsin?
Well, you would think high school football would marry with college sports because that's kind of your feeder program, really, for the top maybe 1%, 2%, 3% that'll make it, the 5-star, 4-star, 3-star people like that. But not even that. I also feel bad for the junior colleges because I'm not sure if they'll play or not. If for some reason the NCAA didn't play, do the junior colleges still play? I have not heard on that. Again, the little guy always gets left behind. But if I was a potential parent, or I was on one of these boards and talking about high school sports, I would advocate for mandatory testing on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. If you're not going to do that, no, my son is not playing. I don't care if he was the top 5 quarterback in the nation. I'm not sending him back to school in these conditions where nobody can agree on anything. Absolutely not. Now, he may get a little upset, but sometimes you have to save your kid from himself because you don't want to see your kid sitting there on a ventilator and saying just for him to finish a sport. Now, I also know there's going to be people in that meeting that's going to be on the other opposite that they should play because they got to go back to work. You know, that's the reason why I think this is a good year to know, a good year to understand how much grandparents are best things in the world when you have somebody that can watch your kids for free, by the way, or you can have a teacher or a teacher's assistant to where you can. Because I had in the Butler versus Bullying program, we got about 250 kids. And other 250 kids, 218 were receiving their laptops for their school, and it was like a 3-hour wait to get them. But they actually work like a phone. You can open it up wherever you are. You don't have to worry about Wi-Fi. If you have Wi-Fi, great. But if you don't, fine. All those kids understand. I mean, they understand. They're not playing the victim. Like, oh, woe is me. You know, I can't. I still want to learn. I still want to learn. But I want to do it safely. Because they have evidence of a lot of these schools who are opening. They also said in the last 3 or 4 weeks, you know, over 200,000 or 300,000 kids that's, you know, contracted COVID. Those are all the kids that went to camps and went to all these things. So if it was me, if the NCAA wants that these conferences shut down, I would not be advocating for playing football. Now, what I will do, that's kind of maybe contradictory in a way. I would be okay if they went to school, if they had everything that I felt like was safe, which I don't at this point. As we, what's it, August 11th? I don't feel like it's safe for anybody to go to school to just for a politician to get elected. Because if your kid gets sick, you know, they don't care. Matter of fact, we should find out if some of these politicians, if they're sending their kids to school. I bet they're not. I bet their kids is on. They're not going to be exposed to this stuff. Some of these presidents and coaches and all that, their kids are not going to school. They're going to be home safe learning while everybody's kids out there getting exposed. So the question, if it was me and I was over at high school, we would not be playing unless I got the funding that I need. And with that funding, I'm going to get bigger classroom size. When the weather's great, we'll be outside. I'm going to pay my teachers hazard pay, front office people hazard pay. If you come to that school to teach kids, you should get paid a lot more, okay? And I'm going to make sure you got health care. And for some reason, the protocol, if something does happen, I'm going to have a protocol to make parents feel good about it. And I'm going to have the parents involved, like the PTA. I know y'all know about the PTAs. They pretty much do all the funding for the schools. They got to be involved. You just can't make a decision and just say, okay, implement this plan. Now, that would be something that would never get approved. That's why you're asking my world what I would do. Because the headline I don't want is not schools not opening. That's not the headline. The headline I don't want is some kid went to school and their grandparent passed away. I don't want that headline. That's the reason why these Big Ten, these big schools are saying, we can make more money. We can't make more children.
That's very true. He is Leroy Butler. Barry Alvarez was a Zoom call coming with the media at 4 o'clock. It's on the Big Ten Network right now.
If you had a question, what would you ask him? You and Gary, would y'all have a question for him if y'all was on that Zoom call?
Yeah.
If they say you got Steve
sure.
or Gary, you're
why
up
did
first?
You? I mean, it's simple. Why did you release a schedule last week if there was a possibility you were going to cancel this week? Like, how did that happen? That would be my question.
My answer would be like Gary says, the fluid situation, things change.
Yep, very well could say that, yeah. But Alvarez is on Big Ten Network right now. Jeff Patricus, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, is watching.
Patricus.
We're recording over here as well. And Barry Alvarez says that athletes can work with coaches 20 hours per week. So although fall seasons have been shut down, kids can still practice. Can you explain to me how that makes any sense? Anybody?
Well, they're still going to go in and work out.
That probably qualifies them to get their scholarship, too.
I would say this, Steve, and I don't know about your kids.
But that shouldn't count as – one second. That shouldn't count as a year of eligibility just because they're practicing.
No, it shouldn't. No, it shouldn't.
That's going to be a sticking point with me if they go, well, you practice and you got better at your sport, so it counts. Like, that better not be why they're doing this.
No, it shouldn't. And I don't think they are. But I don't think it is. But and I don't know about your – Logan, but I tell you what, when Brock had an opportunity to go work out, he was just a better kid. Him staying at home cooped up all day, just you could just tell that how the tension was building. Once he got a chance just to get outside and go work out, go run, go lift some weights, it just was a better kid. I think it's good for the kids. And I don't disagree. I think was that Nick Saban said he thought that the kids were probably better off with him than they did in their neighborhood or something like that.
And
a lot of them are saying that.
And that's not a false statement, because you got to figure out a lot of these kids can't get tested, won't get tested, but at the university, they got everything. They got everything that they need. They're almost self-insulated in a bubble at the university compared to, let's just say, they're out in their neighborhood where they're from. I really don't disagree with that. I'm seeing Urban Meyer right now on Big Ten Network, Steve.
What about Urban Meyer?
I thought you said Barry Alvarez was there. Maybe I'm on the wrong channel.
Barry Alvarez was on. Yeah, he was on.
Oh, he was.
Dan Plucker was recording it on the other side of the glass.
But they got Urban? Can you tell, is that Urban Meyer on right now? Or did I miss it?
Hold on over here. Let me
just try and see if I got the right channel here.
Yeah, I'll check and I'll get back to you on that one.
Yeah, check
over
back
here,
to me, Steve.
I love when we do these online meetings.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a fluid situation, Leroy.
Right, I agree with you.
Ross Dellinger from SI, in regards to what Barry Alvarez said many expected this to be more scaled down to 8 to 12 hours per week, like an extended summer. Alvarez says 20 hours of work. Oversight and counsel will iron out details this week. I mean, and obviously, yes, Urban Meyer is on the Big Ten Network. That is correct.
Okay, good.
But that to me... can be argued of, well, we're getting ready for the spring. Like, if we get a chance to play in the spring, we're just using this as prep time, extra prep time that we would normally never get to play in the spring. Now, I would also assume that you are going to allow NFL scouts and so forth into these practices or into whatever you're doing to get these kids ready, right?
Let me just say this for you real quick, Steve, just so you don't get mad with them in the spring. Just so you know, they might postpone it in the spring, too.
Right, but that's why I'm saying if you're the NFL and your scouts and coaches, you want to be able to come into this bubble or whatever the indoor facilities
are no, I'm just saying
to be able to scout these guys. Because if there's no football, you're going to have no more tape on these kids other than what you may get now during practice during the week. And that's the other thing. Yeah. Like, what is it going
to
be? Like,
Steve, just hold on for a second. Just stop for a second. Here's what I'm saying to you because we're not saying the same thing. Just listen to me before. Here's what I don't want you to do come to spring. When they cancel it during spring, you don't come and say, I can't believe they canceled. They didn't have a plan and make themselves look stupid.
No, not at all.
They
won't do that.
Because they don't, Steve, they grasping that straw, Steve. They don't know.
Sprawls.
They hoping and praying that they can play in the spring. They may not.
Correct. They may not. That's absolutely correct.
Go ahead. What's your point? I'm sorry.
I totally agree.
Just want to let you know that.
I don't think these are the two of the same things that we're talking about as far as the time they had to prepare for this versus spring.
No, but if they look unorganized or they come out and say, we can't play, then you will say, well, how the hell you didn't know you couldn't play during the spring? You had until all this winter. Now you get to spring. Right. Now you say you want to cancel.
This is going to be my issue. My issue is going to be if in the first week of March they release a schedule, or first week of February they release a schedule, and the next week they cancel it again. Then yes, I'm going to be mad because then that means the same thing happened again. We weren't talking to each other for a second time. Then I'm going to get mad. Yes, then I will. I won't be mad that they cancel it. I will be mad that there's no communication once again between these two entities.
They might.
The presidents of the universities and the athletic departments. That's what gets me irritated. Coming up next, we'll talk with Sean Devaney of Heavy.com, NBA writer, formerly of The Sporting News. Get his thoughts. So many Bucks fans are just absolutely panic-stricken right now over how the Bucks have been playing. We'll get Sean's thoughts on how the Bucks look, how the Lakers look, because a lot of people think the Lakers are doomsday as well. We'll get his thoughts on all of that coming up next. But first, a little Mike Clemens action from Green Bay. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan, live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson, the Packer Hall of Famer, Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist, safety Leroy Butler here as well, joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from Heavy.com, our NBA guy, Sean Devaney. Sean, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me, Steve.
I guess first things first, news of the day of the NBA, they announce that they're going to have awards for the bubble games. Of course they are. So there's going to be a bubble MVP and an all-bubble team as well. That is kind of crazy to me, Sean.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure this was not something that everybody was on board with in the NBA office. I think they're looking to garner as much positive press as they possibly can. Obviously the bubble in general has been a success. So far so good on that. And so I think they want to sort of milk that for all it's worth, I guess. And certainly there's been some entertainment to be had in the bubble. And there have been players who just have been different, since they've been down there. And I guess I can see the league wanting to reward that, but it does seem a little bit gimmicky to me.
Well, I mean, but it seems like Devin Booker, though, has not necessarily caught on fire, but his numbers are a little bit better than what they were doing before they stopped the season.
Well, I think the big number is 1,000, and that's their winning percentage down there, and nobody would have expected that out of Phoenix. Booker's always been a guy who's put up pretty good numbers, but has done so on terrible teams. They've gone down there, and as a team, they've looked different. And, you know, certainly he's a big part of that. You know, he had the big clutch turnaround shot against the Clippers. You know, it probably remains the highlight of the last couple of weeks in the NBA. So, yeah, you know, he'd have to be, if you're just looking at bubble games and you look at their record and you look at the way he's played, you know, if you're going to make it strictly about, you know, what you did in the bubble, then it'd be hard not to have Booker as the so-called bubble MVP.
My MVP going to be Luka, because I'm going to tell you something. I didn't see a lot of Dallas games. I really haven't, Sean. So I've heard about this kid, man. But this kid's an all-around triple-double threat. Every night he controls the pace. He does everything. I mean, he even whines for calls like a real superstar.
Yeah.
So, so you know, out on the East, we don't get a chance to see his game. So he would be one of the guys that I was able to see, especially when they played the Bucks.
Yeah, and he's really been tremendous. You know, he's had a great year, but he is a guy who, you know, got these 4 months off and came back and has really been even better and a better all-around player. You know, he's been such a great scorer, and he is a good passer. He is a good rebounder, but the passing and the rebounding have been off the charts here in the bubble. You know, I talked to one of his agents, and one of the things he was saying to me is that you have to understand Luka is, I believe, 20 years old. And, you know, between the number of games he's played for his national team, when he was playing in the European leagues before he came into the NBA, you know, he was playing right up into May and June. He just hasn't had a break. And so that 4 months off, that's the longest rest he's had in a long, long time. So, you know, I think you can see, you know, him having had a chance to get that rest, even as young as he is, he's put it to good use, and he has certainly elevated his game since he's been down there in Orlando.
Hey, Sean, I got another question real quick. Are you surprised at some of the minutes these guys were playing? Like that Bucks game, Porzingis played 40 minutes. I mean, Luka played 42, Giannis went over 33, and normally he's around 30. Were you surprised that these guys were playing that many minutes? I thought maybe they would pull off a little bit and let these guys rest up.
Yeah, I'd say not just surprised, but even a little worried, you know, because when you're putting these guys in those positions, especially, you know, they haven't played in the length of times that they have, you know, you're asking them to ramp their bodies up pretty quickly, and that's when you are most susceptible to an injury. If you talk to doctors, and you guys know this, you know, if you talk to doctors, then if you're not building yourself up incrementally, that's when you're at most. It's like driving a car. If you're steadily increasing your speed to 60 miles an hour, you're not at much chance to get an accident. If you're going from 0 to 60 as fast as you can, that's when you're going to crash. The body kind of works the same way. And so, you know, as these guys, you know, they played 4 or 5 games and now they're playing 35 plus minutes in some of these games, you do put them at more of a risk for injury. So, you know, we've already seen a couple of knee injuries you know, it's still early, so that's a big concern for me going forward.
Talking with Sean Devaney of Heavy.com, NBA writer for them, as well as with Forbes. Sean, how much stock do you put in how the top seeds are playing right now in this bubble? Teams like the Lakers, the Clippers, the Bucks, the Raptors to a certain degree, teams that already had their seeding pretty much locked up before this whole thing started. And essentially, you can almost view them as exhibition games, I guess, because there's really no ground to be made one way or the other for any one of those four teams.
Yeah, and I don't think it's as big a concern considering what they're likely to look at in the first round. You know, I mean, obviously you'd like to be playing better. If you're the Lakers, you'd like to be making some shots that they just haven't been making. If you're the Bucks, you'd like to be playing, you know, the kind of defense you were when the season shut down. And that's just not happening right now. And you can certainly understand it's hard to get these guys super motivated for these things, you know, when it's obvious they're not really playing for anything at this point. And I think for all the teams involved, you know, basically the top two seeds in both conferences, now the Clippers have to look out because Denver does have a chance to catch them for that number two seed. But, you know, when you look at, look, if if you wind up with Utah in the number seven spot, which Dallas can catch them, and if you have Utah in the seventh spot, I don't think the Clippers are very worried about them. Just like the Lakers aren't going to be that worried. You know, you hear people talking about maybe Portland could upset the Lakers. I don't buy that.
No.
I think I think the Lakers will have plenty of time, and certainly in the East, you know, the Bucks. If they get Orlando, then Orlando is a team that they're going to be able to handle pretty quickly, and then you could say the same for Brooklyn and Toronto. So, you know, I think those top seeds, yeah, you've got to be worried about. They haven't looked sharp at this point, but they will have sort of a first round of the playoffs to get their feet wet and get themselves going again.
So, how do you perceive the Milwaukee Bucks? For them, is it championship or bust, or is it just getting to the game? I mean, getting into the championship game. How do you see the Bucks at the end of the year?
Yeah, you know, I think if they get to the finals, you've got to look at that as a successful year, as a win, because you're making progress. And you know, for so long, the franchise wasn't making progress. You know, when it did make the playoffs, it was pretty disappointing. You know, one and out kind of situation. But you know, if you can build off of what happened last year, which is obviously a disappointment in itself. But if you can build off that and break through and make the finals and put yourself in position, you know, knock on wood, everybody resigns, especially Giannis, obviously. But you know, if you show that you're making that kind of progress and you're a championship level team, and you go out, maybe you lose to the Clippers, maybe you lose to the Lakers in what will probably be a fun and competitive series, then you can say, hey, look, we're making progress here. So I think getting to the finals is going to be the key, and it's really going to come down to, for me, it's going to come down to their role players as much as everything. I think their defense will snap back into it, but you know, guys like Bledsoe, who's had his struggles in the playoffs, guys like Dante, who's really struggled since being in the bubble, Wes Matthews, they're going to need shots out of guys like that, and right now they're not getting those. So you know, I think that Milwaukee, if they get to the finals, if they can get something out of the role players, I think they'd have to consider that a pretty successful outcome here.
As far as the scheduling goes, Sean, any ideas of how this is going to work? Because obviously there's no travel needed. You're not getting on an airplane and flying to another destination in between the first couple of games of a series and so forth. Are we going to see back-to-backs, do you think, in this bubble playoff scenario? Is it going to be an every other day thing, or how do you think this goes?
Yeah, the plan is every other day that you know, they're going to these things will take 2 weeks to play out. Each round is going to take 2 weeks to play out. There'll be a little break between rounds of I think it's just a day or two, and then they get started again. So you know, you're really in a situation where if you can end your first round series early, you're going to do yourself some favors. Obviously, you know, might be nice to maybe play five games and get yourself a little more acclimated to playoff basketball in this whole scenario. But you know, you're going to get that much more rest. The quicker you can get these things done. We won't see back-to-backs. It'll be pretty much every other day for all seven games going over a period of 2 weeks. And in each round, it's going to take 2 weeks. So, you know, we'll be done with the first round. We'll go from the 16th to the 31st, and then basically September 1st is when the second round will start, and that goes to the middle of September, and then middle of September to the end of to the beginning of October is when we'll see the conference finals and the finals after that.
Yeah, it should be interesting to see how this whole thing plays out as far as the intensity level you're going to have in the playoffs. Again, no crowds, no nothing at that point. The games themselves, as far as atmosphere and stuff, won't feel any different than they feel right now. I guess it'll change a little bit right in the second round when you can start having family and friends in the stands. So you'll have a little bit of noise in there starting in the second round.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It'll make much difference, you know, because a lot of these guys talk about these that, you know, geez, we haven't had this atmosphere since, you know, maybe, you know, sophomore year in high school or something like that. You know, once you start playing big time AAU basketball, there's always people there. And most of these guys, if you're at the NBA level, you've played big time AAU basketball at some point in your life. So it's an adjustment, you know, going back to when these guys are, you know, 15, 16 years old, they haven't had this kind of experience. So, yeah, if you're looking out and you're looking for mom and dad in a crowd of 150 people, then that's going to be something that still takes you back to when you were 15, 16 years old.
It should be fun. Sean, thanks so much for coming on, man.
Thanks
Sean
a lot,
Downey,
Sean.
Check him out at heavy.com and Forbes as well. Sean, thanks a lot.
All right, guys. Thank you.
You bet. You take care. There he is. Sean Devaney on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. As your passion are growing your home, Great Midwest Bank Home Renovation Loan, and give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. On the other side, well, the Bucks fans are losing their minds based on what I've seen on social media the last couple of games and last night on the postgame show and what I've continued to see and people texting me on my phone. Which leads to this question. Are you still confident that the Bucks can win it all? Because there certainly seems to be some panic amongst some of you over what's happening in these last couple of regular season games in the bubble. And the Brewers lineup is out, and it's much different than we've seen in the past. So we'll discuss that too. Coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh on a Kim and LaVoy Judgment Day here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.